This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Colleague trolling you online. Here's what to say. When your coworker goes low online. What happened? A workplace situation recently surfaced where an employee discovered a colleague was mocking them on social media. The targeted worker felt powerless to respond, uncertain whether HR involvement would make things worse. The case highlights a growing problem: digital behavior that lives outside office walls but poisons the air inside them. The communication angle. Here is the core failure in situations like this. The person being targeted treats silence as safety. It is not. Silence is a position. It communicates acceptance, confusion, or fear. None of those serve you. The moment you discover a colleague is publicly mocking you, you have exactly three communication moves available. You can go direct, go formal, or go quiet. Most people default to quiet because it feels like it costs nothing. It costs everything. Every week you stay silent, the other person learns that there are no consequences. The behavior escalates or, at minimum, it solidifies. The right move is the direct conversation, done fast and done clean. Not aggressive. Not emotional. You sit down with a colleague and you say exactly this. I saw what you posted. I need it to stop. I am not looking for an apology right now. I am telling you this is done. That is it. No lecture. No list of grievances. One message, stated once, clearly. The power in that approach is specificity. You name the behaviour. You state the requirement. You do not ask. You do not negotiate. You give the other person one clean exit stop. The reason most people avoid this conversation is that they confuse directness with confrontation. They are not the same thing. Confrontation is emotional and unstructured. Directness is calm and precise. When you speak directly, you remove drama from the equation. You make the conversation about information, not warfare. That is what disarms difficult people. They are prepared for your anger. They are not prepared for your clarity. If the direct route fails or feels genuinely unsafe, then you go formal through HR. But here is what most people get wrong. Even then, they walk into HR with a story, not a statement. A story has feelings and backstory and context. A statement has dates, screenshots, and a specific ask. HR responds to documentation, not distress. Bring the evidence. Name the behavior. State what outcome you want. I want this person spoken to and a record made as a statement. I feel like nobody respects me here is not. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes direct conversations gives you a framework for stripping the emotion out of a difficult message so the other person actually hears it instead of just reacting to it. When the stakes feel personal, that framework is what keeps you in control of the room. The takeaway. Before you approach a difficult colleague or HR about a behavioural problem, write down three things on paper: the specific incident date, platform, what was said, the single outcome you need, not the five outcomes you want, and the one sentence you will open with. That preparation transforms a venting session into a power conversation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.